and you don't take it seriously anyway.
So how does George getting his club stolen slow you down?
Well, it's kind of...
If there was a real commitment to golf, I think you could find a way to play anyhow.
I don't like to play by myself.
Why? That is the best way to play.
Because I like to gamble. All right?
I gamble against myself.
I like to throw some money around. And George owes me a lot of money from the golf course, and now, you know, he's just going to have to pay me instead of trying to earn it back, which I was going to let him do.
Think you'll ever see that?
Probably faster than I'll see the $500 you owe me.
Well, there are a lot of people around here that owe you a lot of money, aren't there?
Yeah. I could literally retire if everyone around here could pay me the damn money they owe me.
How much does Gregor owe you? About $500?
No, he pays me, but he pays me in nickels. And so, I have at my house two bags worth $50, if anyone wants to come over and get them.
Well, you know what?
Full of pennies and nickels.
Seriously, because I'll be over there when you get back from California.
Well, you know what? That's just stupid. All you got to do is next time you go to the bank, take it and go, hey, put this in my account. I need to have it.
They don't do that anymore.
What do you mean they don't do it? I'll tell you what. I'd like for my bank to tell me they won't take U.S. currency.
I'd like to see you go in there and try to get them to do it.
Well, I guarantee
they don't do it, Grego. You got to roll it up.
Tell you what.
Are you going to roll them up?
No. I'd walk it in there and I'd go, put this in my account. Now. And if they didn't, I would yank every cent I've got out of there. All $400.
Well, then you wouldn't have a bank to go to.
All 20 of them, bags of coins.
None of them do it.
Guarantee I'd take my whole $400 out of that bank and off I'd go.
Greg would take the thing out of the drive-thru and yell into it and close it up, hit the send, and she'd open it up and say, it's your job! Do it now! Missy!
You're so mean to poor workers in America.
No, I'm not. I'm very good to workers.
Especially the migrant workers.
Yeah, I don't get that.
For some reason.
No, I'm very good to workers. I'm very good to some of the workers that were at our hotel.
Every time you come out of your mansion and they're just trimming the hedges, you always yell at them like they missed a couple of branches.
I don't have a mansion.
Instead of asking, hey, can you get this for me? This is what he says to waiters and waitresses. All right, here's what you're going to do.
It's true.
Genius.
Yeah, that is true.
Hey, listen to him, Grego.
I know it is.
Make it simple for him. Cut out all the guesswork. Just tell them what it is they got to do. Okay, I'll see you guys later.
On the ticket. How about we find out what happened on this day in history?
Go ahead.
Sounds good to me.
In 1985, more than 1,400 meat packers walked off the job.
All right.
At the GOA Hormel and Company's main plant in Austin, Minnesota, in a bitter strike that.
Come on!
You can't say that. Stop that.
Lord. In 1995, Microsoft buys the rights to use Start Me Up to advertise their Windows 95 software.
Thank you. I'm number one.
Sky up.
Can someone explain to me why Corby couldn't say what he just said?
Yeah, I thought it was a funny line.
I did too, man.
What's the problem?
I'm fine with it, Corbels.
In 1969, Dr. Philip Blayberg died in South Africa, 19 months and 15 days after receiving a heart transplant, a survival record at the time.
Did he receive it from a black man and then he shot himself after he realized it?
No, I think he received it from a black man and then Tom shot him after he realized that it was a black man's heart in there.
I noticed as soon as you read that, Tom yanked off his headphones and pretended like he had business on the phone to take care of.
Yeah, supporters of apartheid really can't go with that, can they?
No.
I'll tell you that Stevie Van Zandt don't play Sun City.
Birthdays. Jim Courier, 33 years old today.
That's a good man. He stayed in the Olympic Village, and he was number one in the world in 92.
Yeah, good for him.
Now, what's happened to him?
Well, he quit.
Hit it and quit it?
He quit?
You know, tennis players pretty much peak out when they're about
22.
14. So he quit.
Turning 34 years old today, the Mavs' top aggregate player, Christian Laettner.
Interesting. Maybe about to get a birthday present. Interesting that you should say Mavericks and Christian Laettner.
And why is that?
El Duque? Everyone looks at skin.
And why is that?
I don't know who he is.
Keep going.
Ed McCaffrey is 35.
The great Ed McCaffrey.
You like Easy Ed, don't you?
Love the guy.
I do too.
Matter of fact, you remember when he broke his foot or ankle a couple seasons ago, and it was on Monday Night Football.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The next morning was 9/11.
I love his virus software.
Yeah, it's good.
Great.
That's McAfee.
That's McAfee. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking Norton.
Yeah, when he got hurt, the next morning was 9/11 because my wife was out of town and I had some friends over to watch the game.
Oh, really? And who were these friends that you had over to smoke?
Did you hit it?
Actually, I think Danny was over there, and you were too, Kevin.
Oh, I forgot. Jorge Posada's 32 today.
Mm-hmm.
Badass.
And turning 37, Don Sweeney.
Pronounce it correctly.
I am not a weenie.
Don's weenie.
Dallas star, Don Sweeney.
Right. The star is great.
You guys want some spare?
And now spare birthdays.
How old is weenie?
37.
What do you mean spare birthdays? You can't be at that point yet, can we?
Only seven people had birthdays.
No, this is the order that Tom gave me.
And then yanked his headphones off in South Africa.
Yeah, as soon as we mentioned the black man, he stormed out of the room.
What you have to understand is that when you do this and Tom gives it to you, you got to go through there and find the good stuff.
No, we can go through all the birthdays. I thought we went through the sport birthdays, then we did the spare sport birthdays.
Oh, okay.
And then we did regular birthdays.
All right, okay, all right. Okay, then you're approaching it just a little differently.
Okay, sorry about that. All right.
In the world of spared-em, there's that again. Dallas Comedy News is 39 today, boys.
DePaul.
That's right. What about John Red Kerr? He's 71 today.
Former Syracuse Nats great.
That's right. Guy Reiner is money. And my own personal favorite.
John Red Kerr?
Guillermo Vilas is 51 today.
Another tennis.
Tennis star. Tried to overpower you.
And there's other people on here, but I don't know any of them, so that spares.
Okay.
Now on to regular birthdays.
So we're to infer from that just because you don't know them, that renders them insignificant?
Okay. Jeff Fisher.
I don't know that I'd call him a spare. Yeah. I'd say he's got a little cred during his time in...
No, the race car driver.
Oh.
Must be.
Threw us a curve.
Yeah, that's basically all we got.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Makes sense.
Belinda Carlisle is 46.
Used to be right after the Go-Go's broke up and she released her solo record. She was, at that point, the hottest woman in the world.
Thank you. I agree.
When she put this out, right?
What was her song, her famous song?
Line Up the Roadies.
Circles in the Sand. That was one of them.
Well,
you know what? She's not bad now. Remember when she did the Playboy layout a couple years ago?
Yeah, she's kind of doctored up a little bit.
And wasn't she back in the day banging some Dodger?
No, you're
Fernando
Valenzuela. Yeah, they went out for a
Tommy LaSorda. No, it's John Roseboro.
Yeah.
God.
Come on, help me out with her song.
Circles in the Sand.
Go round and round. No, she had a big
Marshall.
I think Ty had it.
What was it, Ty?
Heaven is a place on earth.
Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. Shut up!
Wow. Don't be the screaming snake.
Boy.
A little early sensitive screaming. About
this. I don't like
Belinda
to hear my beautiful heaven on earth interrupted by giving me.
Kind of stole your Overseer character.
You kind of did, didn't you?
My God.
How did that song ever pop into your head?
I don't know. I thought it was Gene Loves Jezebel.
Johnny Hates Jazz, isn't it?
Yes.
It is Johnny Hates Jazz. Gene Loves Jezebel opened up for Petty Theft.
Yes, and when in the days leading up to that, I was thinking that was their song.
See, I thought Johnny Hates Jazz was the Gene Loves Jezebel tribute band.
But that would be confusing, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Vanessa Carlton's 24 years old today.
I like her.
Who is that?
She sings that A Thousand Mile...
With the piano girl?
Yeah, the piano.
She's the one who looks exactly like the
other.
Right.
I can see for thousands.
I can see God.
God.
Tune in to number two at the top 10 tonight to rehear that.
My God.
All right, Reiner, I have a couple for you here. Gilby Clark is 42 years old.
Guns N' Roses.
My God.
Oh, hot.
Wow.
Awesome as always. And turning 55 years old today, Sib Hashian?
Sib
Hashian. All right.
Sib is the name?
Yes. And what is his game?
Boston.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Yep.
Look outstanding. Look at that.
Now, Reiner, if I remember the back of my Boston albums correctly, he kind of had a Reiner 70s haircut going for himself.
I believe
did
he
not?
Did. He was the drummer, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He was rocking the white
man's
awesome.
Man.
I don't even think I can name all the members of this band.
All you need to know is Polaroid. So right. All you need to know.
I used to crank this in high school. Like,
well, I bet you did, didn't you?
Well, like it was the greatest record
Grego
ever
did
made.
Too, didn't you, Grego?
I loved Boston.
I did too.
Well, let's crank it, man.
Yeah, crank that thing.
No, it ain't good,
this will be number three at the top 10 tonight.
Here we go. God.
Expecting the Von Erichs to run out.
Kick it.
I love to tell my Boston story when I was a junior in high school or sophomore in high school, and they were coming out with
was this the annual picture we saw the other day?
No. What was their album, their comeback album in the 80s?
We're lurking back.
What?
Third stage.
It had Amanda. It had Amanda. It was great.
Yeah, Amanda. And this girl in my trig class, I believe.
Cool the Engines. That's a great song. See if we have that in there. Cool the Engines.
I thought that was Marillion.
We were talking about the release of the record and it had been delayed.
Wow.
She goes, you know what?
Arbitrary. Psycho Fun, Cool the Engines.
Well, everybody shut up.
Wait, Corby's talking.
I have a story.
I'm listening to your story.
A girl yeah, play rock and roll band.
Cool the Engines.
Cool the Engines.
Girl in your history class.
Play smoking. Play long time. Find it, psycho.
So annoying.
Do you like tunnel vision, Grego?
Yeah, he doesn't even know there's another human on the planet except for him.
Cool the Engines. Cool the Engines. Cool the Engines. Cool the Engines.
So
all right, tell your story. I'm interested in your story.
So my grandmother, she passed away. Find Cool the Engines. Find it. You find it yet? Find it more.
It's playing. I'm satisfied.
I'd like to make an announcement about my sexuality. Let's hear some Lynyrd Skynyrd right now. Gotta know some Skynyrd. Play some Skynyrd, Taco.
Find it? Find it yet? How about you now?
All right, what happened?
So the girl, we were talking about how the new Boston record was being delayed.
Picks.
And we're trying to figure out why. And she goes, you know what I heard? I heard the guitar is so awesome, they can't even record it. And I was like, yeah.
The hell does that mean?
I don't know, but I bought into it. High school kids are so dumb.
And then when the album came out, you knew exactly what she was talking about.
Yeah, I was
wondering.
Is this
Cool the Engines that we're listening to? Oh, I hate this song. Oh.
Wasn't that Stop Down worth it?
Yeah.
Any Stop Down for Cool the Engines.
Oh, my. Look at the time.
That's all right. Nobody's more obsessed with time than Tom.
I think we should have that for the rest of the week, a Cool the Engines moment. Just stop down in the middle of the show. Just fire off like this right here. Just Cool the Engines.
Can you see 80s Grego prancing around a full table like Tom Cruise in Color of Money?
Oh, yeah.
Songs?
With his feathered hair.
And his Valbushka.
Driving home from Whataburger at 3 in the morning. He's about a mile from his house. He put this in, so we pull into his driveway just in time. Got Cool Mages. Get in and eat about 14 Whataburgers.
That might have been during my permed hair look.
Not whoa!
Photo,
please. I want to see that. We'll move on with birthdays quickly. Turning 61 years old today, Robert De Niro.
Hot.
Only date.
He loves the black fries.
Yep.
Turning 44 years old today, another good actor in his own right, Sean Penn.
What's with the yummy noises?
Boy, completing the trifecta of awesome actors, 35 years old today, Donnie Wahlberg.
He wasn't bad in Band of Brothers.
No, he was great in Band of Brothers.
He was also good in
Boomtown, wasn't he?
In The Sixth Sense.
Yeah. Don't you think the older Dylan brother on Entourage, I'm assuming, is Donnie Wahlberg?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
loosely based.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Born on this day, now dead. Does anybody know Glenn Corbett?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the snake, right?
Corbett?
He was 63, it says.
Corby?
He was in Dallas as Paul and the Doctors. And on Route 66, he was Link.
Oh, Dave Gahan.
That was from Mod Squad, wasn't it? Link?
I don't know. That's what it says. Born on this day, still dead. Born on this day, now dead. Excuse me. Davy Crockett.
Hmm. Had sex with Halle Berry.
All right, fantastic. Born on this day, now dead.
Can we prove that?
Can't we?
David Koresh.
Mm.
Born on this day, now dead. Mae West.
Overrated.
Dead on this day, still dead. Pearl Bailey.
Hot.
Born on this day, still dead. Ira Gershwin.
Hotter.
And born on this day, still dead. Paul Williams.
Oh, the midget?
No,
he was always on Love Boat and stuff.
Hall of Famer, rhythm and blues singer.
Wasn't he in Smokey and the Bandit?
Died of suicide.
I thought he was who Planet of the Apes was based on. Midget singer.
That's a different one.
And I know this has been an odd mix.
For the Wolf.
5 hours of a beating, but I think Tyler was roaming around somewhere.
Good luck today. We have Marcellus Wiley coming up next.
That's great. This month at Guy's.